Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. You are welcome to this beautiful podcast today. My name is Chimon and I'm the host. Before we dive into anything or into the Word of God, we want to invite the Holy Ghost. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to tell you thank you for this beautiful day you have given us, O Lord. That it God, we invite your presence, O God. You said, where two or three are gathered into your name, you are there. And we know you are here, O God, because we will feel your presence throughout this message, O God. Daddy God, give us the understanding, give us the grace, and give us the open heart to receive your word in the name of Jesus. Daddy God, whoever that is listening, oh God, touch them. Give them the grace, oh God, to understand whatever word that you're going to speak to me, oh God. As they receive, so shall they be blessed in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So today's topic, we're talking about a gift. The gift is important, right? We all know that when you accept Christ Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, you receive those gifts. Those gifts are given to you and not taken away from you. So we're going to be talking about six different gifts. And the six different gifts we're going to be talking about is the gift of peace, the gift of joy, the gift of righteousness, the gift of hope, and the gift of faith. We're also going to be talking about the gift of love. We need love. So we're going to be talking about those gifts. What more do we need? We got God. We feel complete. I can feel his presence around me. And I know you can feel it yourself. God gift is the best gift that we ever have under the tree. Praise God for the gift he gave us in himself. What could a human heart desire more than the unconditional love that he has shown us? Intend us secure and made righteous before the holy God. We are all made righteous before God. Because why? He has forgiven us and he gave us that kind of a love and affection throughout. If we take account of even a few things the gift of God given us, we will see how determined throughout his word that many have read and has spoken about, throughout his word that he God love us. So it's not new. It's not right now that we are seeing it. It been happening from the beginning when he first spoke the word, like there'll be light and there was. We saw the love that he has shown us from the beginning, because if he didn't love us, he was never going to say let there be light. He wanted light to shine so bright so his children can be able to live freely. So we've seen that throughout his word from the beginning till now. So it's nothing strange. There is such power in those gifts. So like the gift I'm about to speak of, there is so much power in it. All you need to do is to enjoy them and open your heart so that God's word can be able to digest in your heart and your soul, so that you can be able to receive his gift, his word. It's not like, okay, I'm telling you, I'm going to open your heart and put it in. No, it's up to you to open your heart. If you want those gifts, the gift of peace, joy, hope, love, righteousness, you have to open your heart to receive it. You know, like on Christmas Day, when you give a kid a gift, right? So when you put a gift under the tree, early in the morning, they are so excited. They wait so much for that gift to be opened. But we as a Christian, we don't have to wait. We unwrap those gifts early on. Because why? God has given it to us. We are so excited like a kid. And we are so happy to unwrap those gifts. And those gifts are gifts that never expired, never broken, never damaged. However you want to say it, it's yours and it's everlasting. God never take those gifts back. You know how when you misbehave and your mommy will be like, if you misbehave, I'm going to take your iPod. If you misbehave, I'm going to take your phone. God is not like that. when he gives you something, it is for you. It just depends on you if you're going to use it or not. So for me, not to take your time, let's just dive into the gift. So our first gift is the gift of peace. We all need peace. Peace of mind, peace of hope, and whatever. So Jesus, the Prince of Peace, wants us to have his peace in every part of our life. At all times, let's look at John 14, verse 1, that says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me." Jesus tells us, let not our heart be troubled. We should believe in his Father and also believe in him. Why did he say that? Jesus came and laid down his life for us. So he's trying to say that I gave you my life. I sacrificed it for you. Through me, my father can forgive you. So you believe in my Father and also you believe in me. Instead of hanging on to worries, anxiety, fear, frustration, you can receive the gift of supernatural peace. Okay, I'll take this again. The supernatural peace we're talking about, God's supernatural love. Anything that is supernatural, like my pastor said, anything that is supernatural is from God. He is the supernatural. We are the natural, but God is the supernatural. So, supernatural peace is heavenly peace. Moment by moment, day by day, I encourage you to put your trust in God. As you go through the process of receiving or releasing the worries and care to him, you will find peace that surpasses all understanding. We need peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask God every day, I need peace, I need wisdom, I need understanding. But he said, I'm going to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. How awesome is that? How awesome to know that our Father has given us peace that surpasses every understanding. That is the grace that God has given us. And we shouldn't take it lightly. This gift of peace that he has given us is what we need. And my next point or my next gift is the gift of joy. We know, let's just be straight. When you have joy, you know you have hope. Let's just know that. When you have joy, you have hope. Joy is what gives you life. Like, joy is what you walk through every day. You need joy to live this life, to live on this earth as we all are right now. So we need that gift of joy. Fullness of joy is found not in God's presence, but in his presence. So what does it mean? It's not the gift that we unwrap. That's not what he mean, his joy. It's not what the fullness of joy is found in. But it's in his presence. When we go before God, we worship him, bow down to him, and adore him, we find his joy. Like I was saying, for peace, it's not the... See how you give the a kid a gift and they are unwrapped, it is so excited and want to misbehave you to take that gift back. But now joy is telling us that the fullness of joy is not found in God's presence, it's in his presence. When we go before him, we bow at his holy feet, that's where we find his joy. And I will tell you no lie, I find joy in worshiping. I find joy in adoring God, giving him the praise and the adoration. I just have a joy within my heart. Whenever I call his name, whenever I call the name of Jesus. Oh, my pastor today in church, and he was telling us about the word of God. protection. And he said that the one thing he may mention was the name of Jesus. The name protects. So basically, whenever you call the name of Jesus, you find joy. And it's so easy to understand, and we just have to open our heart. That's what the Bible says. We can have inexpressible, joyous, heavenly joy no matter what is happening around us. One of the easiest ways to increase your joy and the joy of others is to keep your heart and mind focused on God's word as you carry out your daily responsibility and activities. Every day, ask God to help you, lead you. Then relax in the overwhelming, empowering joy of the Lord. Joy that cannot be fully explained but understood. This is so beautiful. Joy that cannot be fully explained but understood. How awesome is that? You can never explain the joy of God. It's something unexplainable. Like, yeah, it's very unexplainable, unexpressible. You can never explain that. You can't tell somebody how you express that, but you can understand that joy. That is the gift that we have. One of the gifts that God has given us. And I'm just so grateful that I am happy to be in His presence. Not the presence He gave me, not the good stuff He gave me, but whenever I'm in His presence, I feel the joy. I get close to the joy, and it's so overwhelming. And that's what we need, the joy. The joy is very, very much not explainable, not expressible, but can be understood by anyone who receive it. So if you receive it, you can understand it. Like how the Bible say about faith. Whenever you don't have to see, but just by believing. So it's something you cannot express. But when you receive it, then you understand. That is the gift of joy. And it's so calming to the ears, because this alone is speaking to me, because every day I need joy. I need joy every day. I am joyful in God. I am so happy every day in Him, just by knowing Him, just by getting to know that He is my Father. I am pleased and joyful within my heart that yes, I know I have that gift of joy. So I'm going to express it. But I cannot explain it, but I can understand it. And whoever sees me express that joy will be able to understand it if only they receive it. If that makes sense. If anybody sees how joyful you are, you cannot tell them that I'm so happy today. You can tell people say how joyful you are, but by the expression of how you look, how they see you, they can be on to understand that you are happy, that you are so blessed to be, like, I don't know how to say this, but they can understand something. That's what I mean. So that is the gift of joy. When you have joy, it's so great. I don't know. It's so great. But anyways, let's go to the next. Our next gift. Our next gift today is the gift of righteousness. This is so good. We need righteousness every day. Every day. We are sinful people. We need God righteousness. Like, we need it. Righteousness is the right standing with God. So, you know that for sure. When we accept Jesus, He gave us the gift of His righteousness, and by faith we are made right with God. You don't have to worry about making mistakes. God knows you will make them. But because of Jesus, you can rest in His righteousness. Like how I said early on, Jesus came, sacrificed His life. And He said, you can go to my Father, but you can also believe in me. You believe in Him, you can also believe in me. Because of His righteousness. Because of Jesus' righteousness, because of His sacrifices that He came and gave to us, share for us, we are right with God. And I know I make mistakes every day. That's for sure. I make mistakes every day, but I know through Jesus Christ, I'm made whole in front of God. As we unwrap this incredible gift, you know, we'll talk about all this wonderful gift, but as we unwrap this beautiful righteousness as a gift, as we unwrap it, I encourage you to pray with boldness. Oh, that's my word. I love to say that. I love you. I encourage you, and I take the time to tell you to unwrap this incredible gift and pray to God with boldness. We all need that. Don't pray and feel like you are tired. Oh God, I'm tired today, but I'm gonna get no. Pray with boldness. Pray with confidence. Remember, He does not hear or answer our prayer because we are good. He hears and answers us because He's good. Know that for sure. It's not because we're good, because He, God, is good. That's why He answers. That's why we pray, and He is willingly to give us an ear to our prayers or an answer to our prayers. It's not because of us. Because if it's for us alone, it's sad to say, but when you just ask God, God bless me according to my walk with you, nobody will be blessed. I tell you no lie, nobody will be blessed. Nobody will be blessed. But when you say, God, bless me according to your love that you have for me, regardless of my sins, regardless of all my mistakes, regardless of my wrongdoing, bless me. And He know He have to bless you. You don't even need to say it. But He gonna bless you regardless, because the love He's had for us is genuine and so good and unconditionally for us on it. If on it, we receive and believe and open our heart to Christ, and we as the children will receive it as our own. We'll be able to unwrap it. We don't have to wait for a particular day or the 25th of December to unwrap those gifts. We don't have to wait for our birthdays to unwrap the gift. We don't have to wait for our anniversary to unwrap the gift. We don't have to wait for ceremonies to unwrap the gift. The gift is yours and can be unwrapped anytime, any day, any moment, if only you are willing to have it. So it's not because of our good. Just get that clear. It's not because of our good, but because of His goodness towards us. That's why we are still standing, and we can still boast and say we have the blessings of God because of His goodness. I so love this, because everything is talking to me right now. I don't know about you, but the Holy Ghost is speaking to me, because I didn't know that the gift that God has given me was mine fully until I experienced His unconditional love, which from beginning, but I have to accept and receive it. You can just say, yes, I have the unconditional, I have so much love. No, it's unconditional.
You have to receive it. It's not passing around, just coming to you. He loves you regardless of all your sins. God sent his son, Jesus Christ, our brother, our father, our everything, to come down and take away the sinful life we've been living in. And we still do up to this day. But because of Christ's sacrifice, we are bold and able to spy before God, hold it true and say, Father, I am not perfect, but I come before your throne. I ask for righteousness. I ask for forgiveness. And I ask that you lead me. It's because of Jesus Christ. It's not because of our own good. Because if it's depending on us, we cannot be screwed up. So it's not because of us that we receive God's righteousness, the gift of righteousness. It's because of his son, Jesus, the sacrifice he's made, the time he spent. In the form of human being, he came and did all of that just for you and me to be saved. It's not because of us. So don't just get that clear. It's because of his good. So let's just go to our next topic. Our next gift on this list is the gift of hope. Peace, joy, hope. We need that. Hope is an extraordinary gift. I'll say this again. Hope is an extraordinary gift. It allows us to experience peace and joy as we simply believe God's word and the promise it holds. When Jesus came, he promised us that God gave us the promise that he's going to forgive us, so he sent his son. When Jesus came, he promised us, he said, I'm going to my father's. In my father's house, there are many mansions. So he's going to prepare a place for us. So the place he's going to prepare for us is not just because we sin and we go there. No, he's preparing that place for us when we receive and believe, and we open our heart. That place, that seat, will be ours. Let's look at Romans 15, verse 13, that says, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can overflow or bubble over with hope. Although we cannot prevent negativities. Okay, let me just be straight with you, right? As we read Romans 15, 13, talking about the Spirit and the overflow and the bubble of hope, let's just know that although all of that package or all we just read, we cannot prevent negativity feelings from ever showing up. We can quickly chase them away by choosing hope-filled thought, word, and action. Our hope is in Jesus, and he will never fail us. So we cannot chase those negativity, but we believe that Jesus Christ came and saved us and died for our sin. We can use his name by the power of Jesus, that by the power invested in me. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I cast away every negativity, every evil thought, everything that is not of God. You cast it away. That is the hope that he has given us. He has given us the hope to be able to say his word with action. He has given us the hope to call his name. And he will never fail us. I want to ask, from beginning to now, since I was born till now, I have never seen the righteous forsaken. I never seen God forsake his children. Not once. Not twice. He has never, ever forsaken us. So we should know this by now, that he will never fail us. That's why he gave us the gift of hope. So to unwrap this gift of hope, we should know that Christ will never fail us. He has never failed in us. So that's why he gave us the gift of hope. That I give you hope to believe that I am with you, that I will never leave you, that I'll always be with you. That is the gift of hope. How awesome is it? Like, you know, let's just be clear. We put, most of the time, people put their hope in men. And the funny part of it, men in flesh can disappoint, but God can never. He said, I'm just so hopeful that John will give me this. I'm just so hopeful that John will do this. But we put all the energy in that. But we can put it in Jesus Christ. How funny it is. We put our hope in man, but we cannot put our hope in God. That's how funny. It sounds funny, but it's true. God has given us hope. And that extraordinary gift of hope that we have, we should be able to express it in peace and joy. We should be able to express it with the joy and the peace of mind that we can say, yes, we have that hope of Christ. And it's showing every day. I'm hopeful that through Christ Jesus, that this podcast will be able to reach the people who want to understand. I'm hopeful in Jesus Christ that his word going to reach the right people he wanted to reach to. I'm hopeful in Jesus Christ that he have never once forsaken me. So my hope is in him. And I'm always hopeful that God keep protecting, and he's going to protect each and every one that I love, that I don't know, but I love. So that's the hope that I have. So that gift of hope he has given me, that extraordinary gift, I should place that gift or put that gift into use and start to talk about positive action or positive things, not negativities though. We have to prevent that. But we have to talk about the positive because we have the hope of Christ. Amen. Our next point is the gift of faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and evidence you have seen. That is the gift of faith. We all need faith. Our faith move mountain, you know that. So we need the faith to move mountains, to move barriers, to move things that is not supposed to be in our life. Faith in God brings the supernatural rest into our soul, allowing us to live simply and freely. The very way he wants us to live. Trust doesn't just happen in our relationship with God, but grows as we come to know him more personally. Take step by faith and experience his faithfulness. Take step by faith and experience God's faithfulness. It is a gift that is often released. Though the power of prayer and thanksgiving, I encourage you to ask God to help develop a deeper trust in him, and then thank him in advance for the gift of faith he has given you. How great is that? Okay, let's just start from the beginning. We're talking about the supernatural again, right? We are in the natural world. God is in the supernatural. Anything that is supernatural is heavenly, like I said. So, faith in God's supernatural rest is our soul. So, this allowed us to simply walk freely, simply worship freely, and simply believe freely that through this faith that he, God, has given us, we can move those barriers, those mountains, those things that hold us back. So that is the gift we are talking about, faith. So whenever we talk about supernatural, and let's, like, the reason the supernatural came in, you can say faith is not something you can see. Let's just be clear. Faith is not something you can see, but belief. So it's in the supernatural, it's in the heavenly, it's in the spirit realm. You cannot see it, but you believe it. That's faith. And he gave us that gift. And that gift that he, God, has given us, we cannot just say, oh, because we have the supernatural gift, which is faith. No, I can just say, you, my enemy, you, this person that you're doing this, I bust your eye. No, you can't do that. But you use those faith, like you use the faith that he has given you to speak life. Because the faith he has given you can be able to heal somebody, can be able to move mountains, can be able to change situation around. So it's not something where you can just say, oh yes, but it's the gift. You have to believe it to receive it. I tell you, all this awesome gift that I'm talking about, you have to believe in Christ Jesus, and you have to receive it, that He, Jesus Christ, is your Lord and your personal Savior, and there you go, it's yours. Just by believing. You can just come up and say, you know what, I have faith. I have the gift of faith. No, you have to believe. The same way He gave us the choice to worship Him or not, He gave us the choice, the true light or darkness, is the same way He gave you the gift. So this gift that He has given you is to be able to believe Him before you can use His gift. You can just use God's name in vain. You can come and say, in the name of Jesus, but you don't believe in Him, but you use His name in vain. That is not good. So it's the same with his gift. You don't use God's gift that He has given you in vain. You use it for the purpose to magnify His name, to glorify His name, to reach out to people that need to be reached out to. That's why He gave you the gift. This gift had to be used. So, like I was saying, faith, we don't see it, but we believe it. So by us believing it, personally, we should take step in faith and experience the faithfulness that God has given us. And also, thank Him. Because let me tell you, when your parents give you a gift, or your spouse give you a gift, or your mom, or your husband, or whoever give you a gift, what do you say? Thank you. Oh, I really appreciate the gift. Oh, it's so pretty. I love it. That's what you say. So why can we not say it to God when He blessed us, not even one gift? He blessed us with so much supernatural gift that nobody can express it. They cannot explain it, but they can understand it when they just receive it. So with this gift that we are unwrapping today, because me, I'm unwrapping mine. So with this gift that we are unwrapping, why can we not thank Him to say, Father, I thank you. I thank you for the gift of hope. I thank you for the gift of faith. I thank you for the gift of righteousness. I thank you for the gift of peace. Why can we not thank Him for His gift? That selfishness. If we can thank everyone around us when they give us something, why can we not thank God? And I'm thanking you, Lord, today. Thank you for being in my presence to give me the understanding to be able to speak on your gift that you, God, has given me. I am so appreciative for that. And I will say it again. I'm very appreciative to you, God, because I know you are here. And it's not me sitting here, but I know you are here because you say, where we gather, you are present. And I know you are sitting right before me. And I thank you for your gift. And I just want you that is listening to take the time to thank God for the gift that He has given you. You know, our parents or spouse or whoever can give us like one gift. Maybe on my birthday, somebody will say, okay, I bless you with a laptop. Oh, I bless you with an iPhone. Oh, I bless you with this. But no, my Father, my Heavenly Father, my supernatural God, the one from beginning to the end, from Genesis to Revelation, has given me so much, not physical, but supernatural, heavenly gift that can be used in my own use. I can use my gift to get whatever I want. I can use my gift to bless people. I can use my gift to speak life to people. I can use the gift that He has given me to open doors that has been shut. I can use the gift that He has given me to command the devil to backfall and leave, and I cast the devil out. I can use those gifts to be able to heal. I can use those gifts to be able to speak life. I can use those gift to proclaim the words of God. So why can I be appreciative and thank Him? Come on. It's simple. It's simple knowledge, simple understanding. If you have anything supernatural, heavenly, just know you are highly favored. I tell you, you are highly favored because you have the gift that no one has. You have the gift that God has given you that nobody, people wish they have the gift. It's by choice. You have to choose to have the gift. So people wish they have it, but they don't have it. But when you come in the light of God, when you come under His covering, when you come under His presence, you receive that gift and your eyes open that you have so much gift, but you didn't know you had those gifts unless you come under His covering, under His presence, at His foot, and worship Him and say, you know what, God, you blessed me so much. I didn't even know that I have all of this in my advantage. So that's why when you are so joyful, when we talk about the gift of joy, when you are so joyful and you're walking around, people see you happy. People say, oh my gosh, she's always happy. This girl always smiles. She's never mad. She's always happy. It's not because of you. Make this clear today. It's not because of you. You're not just going around just showing your teeth outside every day. You're not just going around just being so happy. It's because of God has given you His gift of joy. So you express that gift through your appearance and people see it. They cannot explain how you're so happy every day, but they understand that you are happy. So it's the same with your faith. If you put your faith at work, it works for you. And people will not understand why things are going so smooth in your life until they see and understand it. So they have to understand. They can explain how did your mom be so happy? Like, how is she? Like, I did that and it was hard for me. How did she do it? Like, I tried to accomplish that, but I didn't. But how did she? That is the gift. People can understand. They don't understand unless they are under the presence of God. So they try to explain it, but they can't come to an understanding. The only way they will come to an understanding to know that I have that faith of gift, if they come under the light of God. So they will be able to understand. Say, oh, now I know why always things go so smooth for your mom. Now I know why she always happy. Now I know why she always have hope. When you tell her, say, oh, this is not going to work, she say, I have hope in Christ Jesus, it's going to work. Now I know she have the faith. When I tell her, say, oh, I feel sick, she say, in the name of Jesus, I cast away the spirit of sickness. Cast out of that friend's life. Cast out all of my life. Now I know it because I'm under the light of God and I see it. I cannot explain it, but I see. That's why all this time she had all this gift. So it's the gift that we have. And we need to express that gift. How can we express that gift? By coming to Christ Jesus, by knowing Him, by believing in Him, by opening our heart and receiving. That's the only way we can express in that way to understand that we have a gift. My next point is the gift of love. It's the last but not the least. The reason I make the last but not the least, because we have to show love every day. You have to love yourself. You can love God and you don't love yourself and you don't love your neighbor. How does that work? Makes no sense. God, what teaches us to love everyone, including ourselves? I told you, including ourselves. God love shows every day to love ourselves, to love people around us, even our worst enemies, to love them regardless. Has you received God love and learn to love yourself by seeing yourself through God's eye? You know, God is the apple. He said, you are the apple of my eyes. Oh, He make me so happy. I say this. He said, you are the apple of my eyes. He make me blush. Oh my God. Yes. So, as we receive God love and learn to love ourselves and see ourselves through His eye, which is God's eye, then we will be able to love others the way God love us. God love is a wondrous gift that He freely give us. You see? Okay. I will tell you this. When somebody bless you with a gift, right? They remind you, oh, honey, you remember the gift that I gave you for your birthday? Oh, you remember? remember the gift that I gave for your anniversary? Do you want something similar like that? But God is not like that. He gave it to us freely, and he never talked about it again. He said, Chairman, I give you the gift of love. Love everybody as you love me. Love everybody as you love yourself. Love people because I have shown you. Like I have shown you the love through my eyes, you can be able to see the unconditional love that I have for you, and that love should be able to express it, to give it to other people. And by expressing it, you have to love people around you. You can just say, oh, I love God, but you hit somebody, you mad at somebody, somebody do you wrong, you have evil plan for that person in your heart. Somebody do this, you say, I'm gonna pay my debt. I'm going to show you that I am just, you don't do that. That's why we are seeing the love through God's eye. We have to see it through his vision so we can be able to visualize how we can express our love. Simple and easy. We cannot come and say, I love you. You know what kind of love is that? Hypocritical love. You don't want to give nobody hypocritical love. You want to give them the love of God. The same way God love you with all his heart, and he gave you that love freely. Let's just take this, right? Do you think you're doing something good for God to love you? With all our sin that we are committing, do you think you are fit to be loved by God? I am not fit to be loved by God. But regardless, he loved me. And who is he? He's God. He said, I have given you my love freely. It's for you. It's not to be taken away from you, but it's for you. We can learn, or we can hear it, and we don't. It's like we can hear it every day of our life, right? But we don't deserve it. We hear that God loves us, and he tells us that he loves us. But do we deserve the love of God? Ask yourself that. Do I deserve the love of God? Do I fit in the right place to be loved by somebody regardless of all my sin? Just like our regular people around, or our spies, our parents. If we say, Mommy, I love you, or you tell your spies, say, I love you, and they don't say that back to you, you get offended. Just imagine. God giving you love and you don't express, or you don't give back that love. How does it feel? But regardless of our sins, regardless of all what we are doing, it's not based on us, like he said. It's not for our good, but it is of God, of his good. So if you think that, okay, God loves me, we have to love him. We have to see his love through his eyes to be able to love him and love people around us. So that's the thing we need to pray for. We need to pray that we don't deserve it, but we need to pray that, God, we want to see the love that you have through your eyes, that we can love you. The unconditional love that you have for me, I want to see it through your eyes so that I can be able to love you and love my people around me, or love my friends around me, or love my spouse, or love my children, or love my parents, or love everyone that I don't know, my enemies, and love them regardless of the hate and evil they do to me, still love them. Yet he is willing and continuously long to express his love for us. That is God. Regardless of all this, he still long and continuously longing to love us regardless of our sins, regardless of our mistakes, regardless of all we think we are doing good, which is not good, but of his good, regardless of all of this, he still long to love us. All we need to do is to open our heart, believe in his word, and receive it with thanksgiving of heart. So we have to open our heart to receive God's love with thanksgiving or thankfulness. Believe that God loves us. We should always believe that God loves us. And it's true. Because without his love, he would not have sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, our breakthrough to heaven. That's how I would say it. Our passing point to heaven. He would never have sent his begotten son from you and I. So we should believe that God loves us with everlasting love and then share that love with others. We should always believe that regardless of all of this, His love is everlasting. Like Jesus, when He died, His final word, He said, "It is finished, Lord." And He also said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they did or what they're doing." And we still don't know. Jesus died so many years ago. So many trillions and years ago. But still we don't know what we are doing. It's simple logic. Because God loves us, He knows that it's going to continue and continue and continue. It will never be a stopping point. So He sent somebody to represent us. And who is that? Christ Jesus. He's our representation to heaven. So through Christ, I supposed to go to heaven and sit right the what He has prepared us to. Oh, I can't wait for that day. Oh, Jesus is good. Thank you, Lord. It's always good to feel the presence of God. It's always good to feel the love. Because when you have that love, you can have the righteousness of heart. If you have the love, you can have the faith. Everything coincides with each other. Nothing is apart. Everything, faith, hope, joy, peace, everything go alongside with each other. But with all of that, faith, peace, joy, hope, faith, righteousness, we have to have the love of God. We have to see the love through God's eye to be able to express all of that gift, to be able to walk in those gifts when we see through God's eye. I want to encourage you to continue to pursue a deeper and more intimate relationship with God today. Though the word and prayer each day, I want you to take the time to thank God and give Him the glory and adore Him through all of His word and through all of prayers every day. As you do, God will bless your heart with peace and joy as you in turn share that blessing with others. Before I take the leap of faith, joy, peace, love, hope, and righteousness today, I will want you to have the opportunity to receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior. Before I take the leap of faith, I want to give you the opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. The reason I'm saying this is through all of this gift that we have, we cannot express those gifts unless we receive Christ Jesus as our Lord and personal Savior. How do we do that? I just want you to take this time to bow in prayer with me. And I want you to repeat this prayer after me so that Christ Jesus can be magnified. Let's do this. Dear Heavenly Father, I admit that I have sinned against you and that I need your forgiveness today. Right now, I invite you, Jesus, into my heart and into my life. I ask that you will forgive me. I acknowledge that you are my Lord. I open up my heart and my life to you to come in and fill me. I also ask that you be my Lord and Savior and keep me as I walk with you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. And if you have prayed this prayer, I just want to welcome you to the kingdom of God. And as you believe with your heart and you receive with your mind and soul and spirit everything, may God be magnified. May I know heaven is rejoicing over you right now as you receive this word, and as you receive Him as your Lord and personal Savior, heaven is celebrating right now as we speak. Because why? You have come to the kingdom, to the children of goodness. So you receive all this gift that God has given us. So before I leave you, as you pray this prayer, I know you all are blessed. You all are highly favored. And I'm so thankful that you stick along with me through this topic. And I just want to say I love you with the love of God. May God bless you all, sustain you all. And as you listen and take in this word and go into your quiet time and focus on the words of God, the gift of God, and the faith, peace, righteousness, joy, hope, I want you to know that He loves you first. Regardless of what you think, He loves you first. Like He said in Jeremiah, which is my favorite book. I knew you before you even thought of knowing yourself or thought of thinking that you know yourself. So basically, I want you to know that He loves you. He adores you. And He will do anything for you just by you coming to Him today and by you receiving Him as your Lord and personal Savior. Heaven is celebrating this glorious moment. And may God bless you. May God keep you. And may God sustain you. And have a blessed day. Amen.